The Big
Nerd Podcast. Explore your inner nerd.
Some call it a hobby, but if you're really into something, let's face it, you're nerdy about it. Whether that's video games, statistics, old books, or cars, it's all geek to host Ray Bisock as he takes you into the minds of his guests and his own nerdy obsessions.
Now your host, Ray Bisock, and the Big Nerd Podcast.
He's so nerdy.
Big Nerd Podcast number 15 is officially live from the Fortress of Nerditude. It is the Big Nerd, Ray Bisock, along with, once again, joining us, fellow scribe, fellow journalist, and movie and TV buff, I would say, for the most part. Brady Fredrickson is here with us once again.
How are we doing? Your podcast is almost old enough to drive now.
Almost. You know, I don't know how to. We'll see if it gets any mileage after this one. We'll have to find out. But and today, well, we're gonna go right into it because the biggest movie of the year basically came out, or one of the biggest movies of the year came out 2 weeks ago this Friday, Infinity War. And if you haven't seen it yet, unfortunately, I have not seen it yet because I have not had time. It's a busy nerd life for me, you know. It's a hard nerd life for me.
A lot of nerdy stuff going on.
Yeah, there is some
priorities.
It's a hard nerd life for me, man. It's a hard nerd life. Not a hard knock life. It's a hard nerd life, all right? But I have not seen it yet. Have you seen it yet?
No.
No. See, simple no. But chances are you know somebody that has seen it because
I know everybody who's seen it.
Yes, because they can't shut up about it on Facebook or they've already ruined it for you. And we know what to call those people. Well, you'd like to call them something else, but we can't say that on the air here. But we call them spoilers. We also call them jerks.
And other things,
like
goes,
I said.
It goes higher.
Yes, the level of spoilertude there is. There's minor spoilers and there's major spoilers. And as a movie nerd myself, and TV nerd, I hate when people do this. It just drives me up a wall. And they always say, "Oh, don't get on social media and blah, blah." No, that's not the point. The point is you don't have to be that person.
No.
To go on and type it up saying, "Oh, and then tag me in it also. You tag me in that and you spoil it." That's another level of...
Okay, that's too far.
Yeah, see?
So tagging you is like it's one thing for someone to say, "Oh, my God, blah, 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 about blah, 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 blah." Like, that's whatever. There's another thing to say this... And then also be like, "Hey, you, and you, also come look at this thing that surprises me." That's too far for me. I mean, I have like a weird, like we're not trying to be differential on this, but I can tell already that you are a lot more
gung-ho about no
spoilers. Not gung-ho. It's not even passionate. It's like that you just, I can tell you just get more angry about them.
Well, I sometimes am an angry
nerd, like,
yes.
Yes, and like, I understand that, and... Spoiler alert, we'll probably mention some spoilers later in this, but we will definitely be clear about it. But for me, I don't think that ruins things. So take Infinity War, for example. So, like, I like superhero movies, and some of them, they're good, but, like, I don't watch all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I've heard about this movie is it makes a lot of sense, and it's great if you've seen all of them. And if you haven't, it doesn't. And I haven't, and there's a great chance I never will. So I was of the belief that I was like, "Well, what happens? Who dies?" Because I knew somebody dies.
Yeah, that's already out there.
And I found out who dies. I know everybody who dies, and I'm like, "Oh, cool." So like, it takes a specific type of spoiler to make me mad. I think I can understand how people love that movie, but I think you can also understand how someone who's like laissez-faire about it, like me, would just be like, "Oh, cool, so and so's dead."
Yeah, I can get that. I mean, but if it's a movie genre or a show you're passionate about, like say I think you're a big fan of The Office
if I was if The Office was on like now and they were like, "Oh, Michael Scott had a heart attack and died,"
yeah,
and someone told me that, I'd be pretty pissed.
I'm like, "You jerk." Right. Yeah.
but that doesn't even happen. And even so, I think I'm like the wrong type of consumer of movies and TV, whereas like, are you a live TV movie viewer? Like, do you watch them when they're new or do you wait until they've been around?
Well, for movies,
I see probably 6 months after they come out usually.
So I'm really bad about seeing movies as when they come out, but this one obviously I'm going to go see in the theater. But Infinity War, But sometimes I understand, like, I had the ending of Logan ruined for me, and I but this was like a year after it came out or something, so I understand that.
You can't, and there comes a point where you can't
be mad. We're going to get into this, we're going to get into that also. But I said, if you tag somebody in that, that's just being the ultimate jerk-off right there.
Yeah.
Now, you just don't do that. I mean, it's like, hey, Batman Dark Knight, whatever. Oh, can you believe so-and-so died or whatever? And I'm like, I had a conversation, I was working as a news chief in Winter Haven, and, you know, why are you going to talk about it in an office setting loudly when there's other people around you that had not seen it? It's just, again, there's certain rules and expectations you should take into consideration when you're discussing movies. Say, look, first question out of your mouth should be, hey, have you seen that?
Yes, that should be the first thing. Before even, not even because you don't want to spoil it, but because some stuff you like, other people think stinks.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not going to jump into a conversation, a 25-minute conversation about, what's a very popular show? I'm not very good at the shows that are on now.
Oh, like The Walking Dead. Or
like, yeah, I don't, like, The Walking Dead, I couldn't care less about The Walking Dead. So it's not like, hey, do you watch The Walking Dead? I can save you, like, breaths and time by saying, nope.
No, it's like,
that's gotta be.
And we're gonna, another thing that, a lot of people, sporting events and spoilers. Now, this is a very interesting side topic of this. And maybe we should save it, but I think we're going to get into it now because we're going to come back.
It's very easy. This is a short discussion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it. A lot of people they get on Facebook and they'll say, "Nobody tell me this because I'm recording and I'm going to watch it later."
Impossible.
Which is fine that way. But they know to stay off Facebook. They're telling you, you know, don't text that person and you know say, "Oh my God, the Sixers will beat the Celtics or whatever." And you know, but. Again, sporting events are very weird because a lot of times you'll get updates on your phone.
Right.
And, you know, bam, that's ruins it.
You're talking in a world where we have auto updates on your phone. No matter what sports channel you're watching, a scrolling line of scores at the bottom. Social media where people on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever you're on, people are talking about it. So the easiest way to avoid knowing what happened at a sporting event is to just not use technology, which is easy for a sport because you're trying to present, you're trying to preserve the moment for like what 12 hours to the next morning. You can wake up and watch the recording. But so say you're doing that and you go out, say, oh, well, I'm going on a date with my wife and we're going to go out. And you go out and you have people in the bar talking about, oh, the Sixers won. Like you have no reason. You can't be mad. It's impossible. You're not allowed. You burnt it yourself. Just like if you go on Facebook and you don't want to know what happened in something, you are risking that. So like, you know, what's the safest way to go skiing? Speaking of the office, don't go skiing. So okay, like, well,
see, this is a show I don't watch.
That's the answer. So. It's just if you try to avoid it, but like sports, I don't think it's possible, especially now.
Now, yeah,
the videotape days, sure.
Yeah, I remember I was working when in the Stars Sabres Stanley Cup, and I was rooting for the Stars because they're my second team. I'm a Rangers fan first, New York Rangers, but I was rooting for the Stars to win. And I remember it was the 3 OT game in game 6, and I had my mom record it for me while I was at work. I was doing a sports section. Game? The 3 overtime game.
Oh, okay.
But I said, okay, well, I'm not going to be home, so just record this for me. So in case they won, I wanted to watch it back also. But I was at work, so I knew it went into overtime. So my mom kept recording it for me as I was driving home. And I got home, and it was still, like, we used 2 tapes that night for this game. We had to take them out. So we knew we were getting near, you know, 3 hours, you're getting near the end of the tape or whatever. Right. So you had to take out the tape in a commercial break and put another one in and press pause and record, or, you know, or play and record, you know, at the same time. Back in the old days of video VCRs, I don't think you really had to mess with that too much, did you?
I did.
Oh, okay, all right.
Don't date me too much. Well, kids, someone who's my sister's age, who's 21, like, she barely did. And then kids who, like the kids we cover in sports, like high school athletes now.
What's a VCR?
No idea.
Then don't even ask what an 8-track is, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
But, we know what an 8-track is. So
did you watch the game that night, or did you wait?
No, I was watching it. But I wanted it to be recorded so I could watch it also. It was on and then it wasn't on for a little bit because I was trying to work. So, you know, if they won, you know what? I'm sorry. I was not watching it. And then somebody told me you went into overtime, so I just kept, you know, recording, and whatever. So
sports are a bad example.
It is in a way, but there's still when you want to not know something, people will find a way sometimes to let you know. Unfortunately, and for me, a good instance of that is wrestling pay-per-views. You're not a big wrestling fan, I know this.
No.
2 years ago, when WrestleMania 33 was in Orlando, there were rumors about the Hardy Boys returning, but nobody was really sure because they were just in Ring of Honor show in Lakeland the night before WrestleMania in a classic ladder match with the Young Bucks, which I was there for, which was awesome, by the way. So nobody really knew what was going to happen, if they're going to get signed or not, because that's a big contract signing. WWE signing them would be a huge move for them. And they had been independent for so long. Right. So when it happened, I'm at my house, and I've been drinking since about 4 o'clock that afternoon. And when you drink a lot, you have to go to the bathroom. So the good thing about WWE pay-per-views on the network, WWE Network, is that you can pause them, just like live TV. You can pause, you know, and then you can catch up. You know, you can press play, right, and you won't miss anything. Well, I was about 10 minutes behind or so in the scheme of things, going up, getting more beers, using the bathroom, getting something to eat, whatever.
Right.
And my friend Chuck, I still hate you for this, texted me 10 minutes before the Hardys came out for that match. He said they were here. It was like, I cussed him up and down.
I don't think that's his fault. I think he's in the right there. I think you're in the wrong by assuming other people wouldn't want to talk about something that you both enjoy.
Oh, also, he knew
that you paused it.
That when he was at the show, there's always a delay between this and that.
Oh, he was there.
Yeah, he was the live show.
Oh, well, the delay isn't that bad. It's probably like a minute delay. Either way, yes, it's kind of a dick move, but not like it's not as outlandish as the ultimate example, which you said is.
Yes, tagging. The ultimate one is tagging somebody. Hey, did you know that the Titanic sunk?
Yes.
Yes, the ultimate spoiler, the Titanic sinks at the end of the movie, okay? That was the ultimate joke. No, don't spoil the Titanic.
That is not the ultimate spoiler of the movie. The spoiler of the movie is that somebody dies.
Oh, that's true, but still.
A very important character dies in that movie.
Yeah, but the ship sinks, man. That's a big spoiler, okay? Historically speaking, it's a big spoiler. Oh, and the Germans...
It's a spoiler if you didn't pay attention for the entirety of sixth grade.
And the Germans lose World War II, just in case you're a big Inglourious Bastards fan or whatever.
Yep.
Or Saving Private Ryan, whatever.
Any plethora of World War II.
Pretty much, yeah. So World War I, the Germans also lost that one. So, yes. I actually looked this up. Why do people spoil movies?
I have a good
idea. Why are we so upset when they do? And I think it was an article in The Atlantic that I read, and it said, because we don't want to know where the journey is going to take us.
No.
We want to be surprised when we get there.
Yes.
And when people steal that joy from you, it just infuriates the heck out of you, obviously. It's like they used a, I never watched the show, but Downton Abbey. Apparently that was one of a really big spoiler-heavy night on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
And a lot of people got ticked off of that one. I remember that. Walking Dead is another one, again, where
things
they're known for killing off characters. Main characters.
Well, Game of Thrones the same way.
Game of Thrones is another big one, which thankfully hasn't been on for a year or so now, but it's going to be back next year in the final season. So, but
here,
yeah,
okay, go ahead. Here's my thing. Yeah. So, all right, so the shows I watch that are like, I watch like now.
Now, what do you watch exactly?
So I watch the show Atlanta a lot.
Okay.
It's on tonight, actually. So, that's so a great example. Well, I read, like, I don't follow enough people that, like, will, like, just blabber about it on social media. But, like, every time Atlanta's on, somebody writes a little think piece about the episode. And am I going to read that? No, obviously not.
Oh, yeah.
But there was a couple weeks ago, there was an episode. And this show's usually pretty, like, kind of just silly and funny and kind of like, you know, that's kind of its gist. It's more humor than it is serious. But there's an episode with one of the characters where it's called Teddy Perkins. If you've ever seen the Teddy Perkins episode of Atlanta, it's legitimately one of the most bizarre 40 minutes I've ever watched on TV. And, like, same thing, a spoiler. Like, had I heard about that before I watched it, the experience would have been entirely different. But, like, watching it, I was thinking, oh, my God, so-and-so's going to die, or this person's going to die, or this is going to happen. And, like, that's the joy that kind of goes back to the journey, is you want to be able to experience that. And, I mean, I lucked out, and then I got to see it a month later, and it caught back up, and, you know, I still hadn't had that part burnt to me. But part two is, we like So social media is bad for a lot of reasons and good for few. But one of the reasons that it's both good and bad is that people love to talk about what they mm-hmm. experience. So that leads me to these stupid shows. Have you ever, like, The Talking Dead or the Stranger Things Talkback show? Things where, like, the cast gets on there and micro-analyzes what just happened. Mm-hmm. People, A, I don't understand why people want to watch that. But then
I watch Talking Dead.
But then B, I understand why they do, because listening to them talk about it makes you feel smarter, and then you take that information and you relate it to people you know, and it kind of just spreads the conversation and it broadens your mind on it. So it kind of all leads into it. I don't think, like, talking shows, you'd think that would kind of, like, solidify your ability to, like, hear other people talk about it, but no, it just gives you more ammunition to go spoil crap for everybody else.
Yeah, I'll give you that, because you might accidentally say something in a contextual spot where, but I like watching those shows. One, it kind of helps you understand a little bit why this character did this, because it's the character that did it, it's actually talking about it. So you say, okay, this is going through their mind. Maybe they didn't think about it that way. But also because yeah. they do a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, which is cool, and how they, like, Talking Dead does a lot of, how they did certain zombie shoots and how they made the zombies look a certain way and et cetera.
That makes sense.
And they incorporate, like, fun real-time polls into it, like people can compete and stuff like that. And you know, it's just stuff like that. But all right, so obviously we cannot stop spoilers from happening. No. Okay, we understand this. Okay, but... All right. So how can we help people stop spoiling things?
How can you prevent it?
Yeah. How can we help them stop?
How can we create an anti-spoiler task force?
If you have that one friend that you know loves to do it just because it ticks you off,
block them on Facebook.
Block them on Facebook. You could do that. Or
on Twitter, you can actually do a function where you can go in and take out the word. Like when the first new Star Wars came out, so that was, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah, Force Awakens, right?
Yeah, when Force Awakens came out, I had, because I didn't watch it until like 3 weeks after it came out. And so I had plans to do it, I knew I was going to do it, and I blocked the words. I'm pretty sure it's Star Wars. It's still blocked on my Twitter. You can't.
I have Walking Dead blocked on mine.
Like Star Wars isn't and that still isn't like a surefire way to block.
No, because it'll still sneak it in.
Right,
because
you could just say, you know, Luke or this, and
or
that, and you'll get the.
Or like Walking Dead, Rick or Negan or whoever.
So there's no perfect way, but that certainly helps with social media. And then I think being aware of who the blabbermouth is.
Yeah,
know who's going to spoil it for you, and just don't.
And they could like. Say you're that blabbermouth and you're coming over to my desk. You come over to my desk a lot. We talk about this.
Nope. Don't tell me about it.
No, I always do this, but you'll say, nope, I haven't seen it. Don't do it. So you give fair warning, though. I mean, yeah, they're smiling about it. They want to tell you, say, go away.
Yes.
Go. Get.
No, I agree.
Over there. And then headphones at work also helps sometimes if you can get away with that.
Headphones are key.
Hold
on, I have this.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, so this is like. I was just trying to think of what movies I've seen.
Oh, well, really? All right. Let's hold on. Let's get back into that one in a minute.
Okay.
There is an alternative to the spoiler rule, though. Obviously, time.
Oh, the period of time?
The period of time. What would you say is a good period of time? Because we talked about this earlier.
Well, I guess it's not. It's a very. Outdated term now, but I would say once the movie comes out, I still say comes out on video.
Digital now, I guess.
Once you can rent it. Once you can go to Red
Box. Yeah, or buy it on Best Buy.
Or stream it. Yeah. At that point, if it's available for you to watch at any time, then it's not a... It's a spoiler still, but you lose the opportunity to be...
upset about it. See, I understand that. Like I said, I had Logan... ruined for me, but I said it was like 6 months to 7 months after it came out.
That's too long, I think.
I understand that, point, yeah. Another TV show, a friend of mine was catching up on it, and he first started watching it, was the biker show on Sons of Anarchy. And he put it on his Facebook, so-and-so died, and I'm like, okay, well, I can't be mad at it. I wanted to go back and watch it, because I'd never seen it. And I watched it a couple years later after that, actually. So... You know, okay, I knew it was coming. I didn't know when it was coming, but I knew it was coming. So
right.
So that's the other thing. Sometimes spoilers, you know, they tell you this. They don't tell you how or when it's coming. So you're sitting there the whole time saying, all right, it's going to come here. It's going to come anytime. I'm like, no.
Here's another thing. Okay, this is a question, too. So is a spoiler, is the definition of a spoiler a direct detail from in a television or movie that spoils some form of the plot, right? That's the general idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about when... So I only watched the show very briefly in college. So I didn't really like it. My roommate loved the show Dexter.
Okay, I've seen it all.
I think there's 5 seasons of Dexter.
Eight.
Or 8. And people will always say the last 2 or 3 were just trash.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And, like, so is that a spoiler?
Well, that would say seasons. I would say the last 2 or 3 episodes were trash.
I've heard people say the last
season. The last season was bad. If anybody has watched Dexter, they know the best season of Dexter was 1, 2, and then the Trinity series episodes with John Lithgow.
And people will also say the same thing about I never watched Lost.
I've heard Lost
got progressively worse. And then people say the same thing about The Office after Michael Scott leaves. It's just bad.
And people are saying the same about Walking Dead now, where the ratings are starting to go down now. And
so is it a spoiler if someone says it's trash television after this point?
I mean, I don't think so, because you're not exactly giving them a reason why.
But does it shape your mentality of what you'll go into it? Your expectation will change based on what people have told you if you trust their opinion.
I think if you really want to watch something, it's not going to stop you.
No, I agree. You know, I disagree with people about The Office. I mean, I like those. They're not as good, but it doesn't suck.
It's like Doctor Who for me. I didn't watch hardly any of them with Peter Capaldi as the Doctor, which was after Matt Smith, who was after David Tennant, who was after Chris Eccleston. Yes, I'm a nerd. I told you.
Wow.
but the Doctor Who's, when they first revived it, Eccleston was great. Tennant was amazing. Matt Smith, was reaffirmed who... A lot of people are Doctor Who fans. They have a doctor, a certain doctor they gravitate towards. The older series was the guy that wore the scarf, and I can't remember his name now, and I'm going to kick myself for it. The scarf-wearing doctor, and I don't know why I can't remember his name. But for me now, the new ones, though, Matt Smith was the one I really started watching again. I caught up on the old ones, but Matt Smith... But after Capaldi came in... I'm like, and now I gotta get caught up and everything, but I haven't really had a lot of spoilers on this, because you know when they have a new doctor come out, you know what's gonna happen. So he regenerates and becomes a new character.
Is basically. It Tom Baker?
Yes, thank you. I can't believe I can remember his name.
I've never seen that show, but I've heard of it.
What? Yeah, Doctor Who is another one's for spoilers also, because friends of mine do that. Spoilers are going to happen, but what were you...
Alright, so I was just thinking of what movies that came to mind, like ones that I think of as like, oh man, what a twist. And I'm not thinking of like movies that are specifically made to have a twist, you know, but ones that...
I'll try to come up with some myself on top of my head here,
too. And like, okay, The Sixth Sense has a pretty big twist at the end.
You know, amazingly, the first 20 minutes of that movie, my mom goes, oh... And we can say, because the movie's been out for God knows how many years.
There's no spoiler alert for Sixth Sense.
No,
because it's been around, yes.
Yeah, but you say, oh, my mom's like 20 minutes into, oh, he's dead. He's a ghost. I'm like,
yeah.
I had seen it before, but she had never seen it. She was watching it. She's watching it at the house. I'm like, I turned to her and she didn't look. She didn't see it. But I'm like, God, how'd you know that?
So then the next one, then Empire Strikes Back, which is the most. The famous Simpsons scene.
I was going to bring that up, yes.
Where Marge and Homer are walking out, and Homer's like, whoa, I can't believe Luke is Darth Vader's son.
Everyone's like, oh, you son of a...
Yeah. And then there's these three right here. Well, then there's... I'll tell those ones last. Seven.
I was going to bring that one
which
up.
Which is on Netflix now, so we're not going to spoil it because it's on Netflix.
Okay, all right.
But that is one of the like most... like. That's not really a... It's like more of a just
like there were so many in that one, though. It's like...
And the one that people make fun of the most you've probably heard before.
What's in the box?
Yes. You've definitely heard someone say, what's in the box? But that one is... It's on Netflix now, and I want to make Carly watch it, my fiance.
She's never seen it?
No.
And so I think she'd like it.
I think it's pretty good, yeah. I think that one's good.
David Fincher was... he does some amazing stuff with that.
And there's another Fincher movie on here, too. Planet of the Apes, which is... There's no spoiler on that one. It was all
the original, boot up, you bastards, and it's a Statue of Liberty's head on the beach.
Yep. The most recent one, which I'm not going to spoil, but was the most recent movie I could think of that I saw was Get Out. I don't know if you saw Get Out.
I've seen it, yes.
So Get Out has a pretty twisty ending at the end. There's actually an alternative ending to that movie that's also kind of twisted.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, Google that. It's pretty good. If you've seen the end of regular Get Out, Google the alternate ending.
Look into that one.
So these are the three that are all kind of similar in the way that they're twists, and they're not new. And I've only ever seen Shutter Island once. So Shutter Island, Fight Club.
I think I've seen Shutter Island once, too.
Shutter Island, Fight Club.
Fight Club is another good example. I think it's David Fincher also, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And American Psycho. So those three all have a very similar way that they're twists, in that, spoiler alert, they're all like, it's all in your head kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I think, because I mean, we watched Fight Club in my film class in college one year, and people were like, I don't get why it's weird. And like those movies, it's like you can dig in and find little details. So like a big spoiler could definitely change your how you see a certain part, but it doesn't change, it doesn't impact the ending of the movie in any of those cases.
I went back and watched Fight Club a couple times, obviously, because I own it on DVD.
Actually, it doesn't change Fight Club, I'll say that. The Fight Club, you know the spoiler, it doesn't change Fight Club. But
yeah, again, the movie's been out for a while, so.
Yeah.
But I went back and watched it, you definitely pick up on certain things.
Once you know it, you definitely, and you see it differently. So it almost is like, it's like the enjoyment, the replay value of a movie.
Yeah, and that's why you go back and watch. I tell you what, one, I'm not sure if you've ever seen it, but it's called Memento.
I saw Memento many moons ago, but that was on the list of the ones I was looking at. Was
that is a movie you have to watch three or four times.
That's one that runs backwards.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
That's one you have to watch three or four times to really get everything. Mm-hmm. And you know, once you find out what exactly is going on, it's like, okay, now I do want to go back and watch to see if I can pick up this up, pick this up, pick this up.
You know, the one, like, spoiler, like, it's not even a spoiler per se, and it's more just how Quentin Tarantino makes movies. So I saw The Hateful Eight this weekend. I watched
it. I've not seen that yet.
So. It's on Netflix. It's pretty good. I watched The Hateful Eight, and then I thought about Pulp Fiction, which is probably one of my favorite movies from when I was younger. And so, you know, both those movies have very dramatic, just bonkers scenes in the middle that change the entire, like, the movie goes to this point, then it goes 0 to 100, and then it comes back down and ends. And so, you know, those, I don't know if that would be a spoiler I'd be mad about. If it's like Fight, or Pulp Fiction, like, not gonna, like, oh man, did you see the gimp part?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't necessarily change how the movie goes, but it's definitely pretty effed up, though.
Yeah, that's Ving Rhames, man.
Or when everybody dies, if everybody dies at the end of a movie in any way, like, what's the movie with Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, and Leonardo DiCaprio,
Talented Mr. Ripley?
No. It's based in Boston. I have it at home. I have the DVD.
Oh, well, The Departed.
The Departed. If that ending gets spoiled to you, like, that's one to be mad about.
Yeah.
That's the kind of...
Because that was a shocking, like, whoa!
Okay, spoiler, everyone dies.
Yeah,
so
pretty much, yeah.
Everyone dies. That's all, I'll say that. So, but yeah, that's one where, like, the shock you get from that, just seeing that happen, is the epitome of the movie.
And again, you know, obviously, should have said this. I might go back and do a reentry.
Oh, I made it clear we were going to do this. Oh, yeah. I made it clear that we were going to spoil this thing.
Just wanted to make sure.
It's a podcast about spoilers.
I know. It's a spoiler alert. We're spoiling some things.
But we
didn't spoil Infinity War, though. So
it's not like we said, man, can you believe in this? That when this happened in this? Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about this.
We've already done that with the Star Wars ones. But then again, you know, I think we had to rein in ourselves because that came out, Last Jedi came out. And we hadn't seen that one yet. I think I'm not sure if it had come out yet or not.
We did right before it came out.
Yeah, that's right. A weekend before it came out. But by the way, I finally saw that, which I thought was pretty good.
It was enjoyable. It was entertaining.
So some of it I'm not too happy about, but we'll get into that another day. Well, maybe when
next movie comes.
Maybe
out.
When the Solo story comes out.
Comes out in like 15 days.
Yeah, that's crazy. How, you know?
I have very low expectations for that movie. By the way, I've read a lot of things about it, like. Like, I like Donald Glover, so I'm hoping he's good. But I've read that the guy who played Han Solo just had, like, an acting, like, meltdown and forgot how to do it.
Right.
To hire, like, trainers and stuff to get him back. Right. And
there's, you know, going on spoilers. There's certain movies, spoilers, you really don't really care about so much. Like, if you go and if you're getting mad about a Dwayne the Rock Johnson movie spoiler... You shouldn't really get mad about it because he doesn't do a lot of these like in-depth make you think things. I mean, if Rampage, I haven't seen it yet, but you would imagine that something terrible is going to happen
You're not going to that for the ending. You're going there for the process.
Yeah, you're going there for the popcorn, basically.
And
you know?
So, but here's the thing: it's like, okay, so if there was like some sort of situation where you're watching a show or a movie or something, and like you find out this weird, creepy villain happened to be like. The main character of the show acting as that. Like, that's an Easter egg.
Yeah.
And, like, it's cool to, like, find out afterwards, but it doesn't change your opinion if you know it before.
Well, I just thought about this because I just watched Split. And at the end of that, they tie it into another movie by M. Night Shyamalan. I don't want to give it away because Split is kind of relatively new. But they kind of tie it into another movie.
Like an older movie?
Yeah, an older M. Night Shyamalan movie. And I was like, oh, okay, that was interesting. like, all right, I like this. And which this movie that they tied into is getting its own spinoff of also, so I can't really go and...
So you spoiled as much as you could there.
But I didn't really spoil it, so... But if you've seen Split, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Split's on HBO Go now. Yeah. I think it still is. If not, you can find it on some streaming service of your choice somewhere. Yes, I think we pretty much covered spoilers, and I just want to get it out of my system, man, because so many people have tried to just be jerks about the Infinity War
stuff. You just wanted a chance to rant rave a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it makes you feel better, doesn't it? I mean, Certainly. Come on. It makes you feel better. Come Certainly. On, yeah. Like, what's the one for you that was the biggest spoiler for you that somebody did for you?
That's the problem, is I don't see things quickly enough or care quickly enough to see it. I do a pretty good job of, like, not interacting with people about things that I want to see. Like, if I know that that person might be the one who might say something or whatever, I'm not going to... You know, I've honestly, over time, whether by... Like, one time I was leaving my friend's house, and they were walking down there, so there's three of them in here, and I'm leaving, and they were watching Gran Torino. And they were probably halfway through it. And I said, oh, man, the ending's really crazy when this happens. And they're like... And I was like, you haven't seen Gran Torino? It's been out for like 5 years.
Yes.
So like, I feel like I'm a spoiler by accident, not on purpose. Not because I'm excited, that's all I've seen.
Well, it's like happens. 5 years. Well, 5 years, you think, you know, again, the time frame thing.
Right, yeah, so you know, they shouldn't be
so mad. Maybe, again, but you have to ask yourself, okay, maybe they haven't seen this. So you have to say, oh, this is your first time watching this?
And we were watching it, so obviously we were paying it. They hadn't seen it yet, so yeah.
I've watched Gran Torino like 3 or 4 times. I think it's a great movie.
Right.
But I just, you always have to ask yourself, has that person seen this? Even if the show is like How I Met Your Mother or whatever, which, you know, have you ever seen that?
One night I didn't want it to be spoiled. We tried to watch.
I don't care about it being spoiled.
I tried to watch the end of that one to find out what it was, and then people hated the ending of that show too.
So. Well, like you said, sometimes you don't care about if something gets spoiled because, okay, you know, I remember Breaking Bad when that got spoiled for a lot of people. People went nuts on Facebook and Twitter. I mean, it was like, how dare you spoil this? And I got into Breaking Bad way after it started.
Right.
And I got into it for the last season, the last new episode of the last season. And that was...
Working here during Breaking Bad, right?
Oh, Andy
was a big Breaking Bad fan, and a lot of the editors were, and a lot of people talked about it. So, like, and that was on Sunday nights, I think, right?
Yep, Sunday nights.
So, Sunday night. So, Monday, I'd come in, and this is when I'm brand new back then, so I'm just, like, kind of a fly on the wall. I come in, and I'm just... Everyone's just, Breaking Bad, Breaking Bad, Breaking Bad, Breaking Bad. And I'm like, man, good thing I don't watch this show.
And that's... I think that's how I got into it, through Andy, actually. He kept talking about it. But, again, another awesome show that... again, it's been out a few years, so I mean, I'm not gonna do that then.
Keep telling myself I'm gonna watch it, and I don't think I'm gonna, but I have to keep my options open. So,
And with that, you know, I think we can end the spoiler bitch session, basically.
Yes.
As I would call it, because like I said, if you don't go out of your way to be that guy, don't tag somebody in it. Nope. Don't. Like, be mindful of your surroundings. You know, if you and Paul are talking about the new Star Wars that came out,
very realistic scenario.
You have to, I know. You have to, you know, kind of talk about it quietly. You know, don't
blab about like you're in like the over room. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Like, assume everyone has not seen it. That should be your mentality.
And if you go to restaurants, especially after a movie. Don't be a blabbermouth because you know people haven't seen it.
Don't be mad that you're in public. That's I'm totally against. You know, we're end on that because we're gonna argue about it more. So no,
that's all right. So spoiler alert: we're not gonna agree on that one. Another episode of the Big Nerd Podcast, and I want to thank everybody who's continued to support the cast. I appreciate it very much. Brady, I think this is your third time, isn't it, on here?
I think so. We did Star Wars. We did this one, and we did one more.
The Winter Olympics.
Winter Olympics, that's right.
I thought that was a fun one.
That was pretty good.
We have to talk about the Island of Tonga.
Skeleton.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yes. And we'll have Brady on here again soon. We'll probably go over halfway point of fantasy baseball when the halfway season gets here. Which,
oh, God, yes.
My team's in fourth place right now, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
How's yours doing?
Sixth.
Sixth. I'm beating him, yes.
Not great.
Now, spoiler alert, he'll probably win his league. I'll lose mine. All right. Thanks again for listening. And I hate trying to say tuning in because obviously you can't tune in. Thanks for clicking on a link and listening to us. This is the Big Nerd Podcast. And remember, folks, nerd is not just a four-letter word. It's a lifestyle.